The Question by Tom Palmer, Part 1. Naomi and Layla sat in silence, like the rest of their Year 7 tutor group, staring at the front of the classroom. There was a man on the screen. He was old, very old. His hair was white and his eyes looked tired, but his voice was clear and calm. "We were forced from the cattle trucks," he said slowly, "and made to stand on a long railway platform. Then soldiers came to put us into different queues. My father and I were sent into the same queue. My mother and two younger sisters were put into another, and that was the last time I saw them. The place we had arrived at was called Auschwitz." Naomi watched the man's face as he spoke. His eyes never left the camera that was recording his testimony. His name was Yossi Frenkel. He was a Holocaust survivor. When the short video finished, nobody spoke. Miss Mamie, Naomi's history teacher, coughed and rubbed her mouth, glanced at the floor. "As we now know," she said at last, "Mr. Frenkel survived the concentration camps, and in May 1945 he was liberated by the Russians. Later that summer he came to live in the UK. He was a refugee. 81 members of his family had been murdered by the Nazis, his mother, his sisters, his father, everyone." Miss Mamie stared out of the window at the cold, wintry school sports field, the dusting of snow. "So, who knows what day it is today?" she asked. Kian Scott's hand went up first. "Yes, Kian?"
"Holocaust Memorial Day, miss."
"Correct," the teacher smiled, "and we're very, very lucky that Mr. Frenkel is coming to speak to us in school today, in person." Another silence in the room. Naomi looked at the other Year 7s, who seemed transfixed by the frozen image of Yossi Frenkel on the screen. He really was coming here. They were going to be able to see a Holocaust survivor in person, talk to him. It was hard to believe. "Okay, so for the rest of the lesson, before we go and meet Mr. Frenkel, we need to spend some time thinking about the questions we would like to ask him." Now there was noise, 30 voices chattering. Naomi overheard the words striped pyjamas, gas chambers and Hitler above the racket, but she remained silent. She already knew what her question was. She had had it in her head ever since they'd taken the letter home to say that a Holocaust survivor was coming into school. But however much she wanted an answer, she wasn't sure she would be able to ask it. How do you ask a Holocaust survivor a question? Miss Mamie let the conversations go on, then glancing at the clock above the whiteboard, she held up her hand. Slowly at first, then more rapidly, children in the classroom raised their hands too, and the room became quiet. "Great, thank you," Miss Mamie began. "Now, who has a question they'd like to ask Mr. Frenkel?" Naomi didn't put her hand up. Eunice Kahn did. "How about, what did it feel like to be in the concentration camp?" he suggested. Miss Mamie nodded. "You could ask that." She hesitated. At that moment, Naomi identified something in her teacher, something unexpected. Miss Mamie was just as nervous about what they should ask Yossi Frenkel as she was. It was funny, sort of. Teachers were meant to know everything and be in control all the time, but not today. "Any more ideas for questions?" Miss Mamie asked. Naomi still didn't put her hand up, but Gavin Barnes did. "I've got a question I'm going to ask him," he announced. Miss Mamie frowned. The whole class braced themselves. Gavin Barnes could be difficult. Difficult. That was the word their head of year, Mrs. Halifax, had used when he was suspended for a week after blocking all the plug holes in the girls' toilets, leaving the taps on, flooding the whole ground floor. "I hope it's a sensible question," the teacher said. "You'll have to wait and see," Gavin grinned. Naomi and Layla shared a glance. "Let's hope he doesn't get picked," Layla said. Naomi nodded. Half an hour later, The Year Sevens were on their feet, moving towards the hall to meet Yossi Frenkel, past the Holocaust Memorial Day display that had been put up on the wall since they'd begun at the school 5 months ago. Layla walked alongside Naomi, and Naomi was glad of it. Since they'd met in September, they'd become good friends. Best friends. They knew everything about each other. Secondary school would have been a lot tougher for Naomi without Layla. "So, what's your question for Yossi?" Layla asked. "How did you know I had one?" "I can tell, and I think it's good. I'd never ever dare ask a question in assembly." The two friends laughed until they saw Mrs. Halifax standing at the entrance to the hall, putting her finger to her lips. Now, silence fell, and Naomi could feel her heart hammering hard, so hard she felt sick. She was nervous, whether she was going to ask her question or not. A lot of them were nervous. This was no ordinary assembly. They walked in single file and in silence into the main hall, up the raked seating, turning to sit and look at the front where an old man was sitting with their head teacher, Mrs. Sedber. The man was taking a drink from a glass of water, his hand trembling slightly as he did so. He looked older than he did on the film, thinner too. But there was no doubt, the man smiling back at them was Yossi Frenkel, Holocaust survivor.